You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Training Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have Ray Hughes live here in Omaha, Nebraska, the local Omaha area director and social media coordinator.
I'll go with coordinator.
We'll go with that today.
Overlord, right? Just seems a little overbearing, so we'll go with coordinator.
Pretty sure he told me exactly what to say right before I hit record, and I don't know if I still messed it up. Judging by his laugh, I did. So anyways, the topic that I want to talk about, and a big reason why Ray is with me today, is I want to talk about inviting for the speaker. And I've had this conversation with a lot of chapters before, and I'm going to kind of give the overview of it. But then we're going to give it the twist on using your personal chapter page to kind of promote not just your members, but the information that the members are going to be sharing. So the concept for inviting for the speaker, and you know what, Ray, we'll play this game, Ray. I'm going to put you on the spot a little here. So Ray, if I am a mortgage lender, okay?
Okay.
And there is a new style of mortgage coming out that a lot of real estate agents are not familiar with, or maybe it's very dominant with a clientele in a specific area of town. And I want to meet those real estate agents. Is it okay for the members to invite those real estate agents to come and listen to the mortgage person speak at the BNI meeting?
I don't see why not.
I like that answer. Now, some people will feel the one classification per chapter. You shouldn't bring in the other real estate agents because you have your real estate agent. And I want to be very clear. If you invite somebody that is in a profession that is already represented in the chapter, it's perfectly okay to have them come visit the chapter. But the first person you need to let know is the member that holds that seat. So if I have four or five real estate agents and the mortgage lender says, I'm giving my presentation next week, my featured presentation, I would love to have real estate agents in here so they can hear this new loan that I have to offer, you'd want to communicate to your real estate agent maybe how many or who's coming. If they have a real big competitor that they don't want in the room, I would respect that. But for the most part, and this is the joke I say, if you invite another real estate agent in, and obviously they can't join, but everybody starts doing business with them, you have a bigger problem than your competition just showing up to your chapter. You have a credibility problem. So it's perfectly okay to invite those professions that might be represented in the chapter, but you need to make it very clear on why they're invited. This is to hear a mortgage lender speak of a new a loan that they have, but then also to communicate that to the other member. So that's kind of my basics of inviting for the presenter. And by the way, this can lead to multiple referrals, because if those real estate agents start using this lender for that specific loan, then you officially have brought them more or less a referral source, which can lead to many tier two, tier three referrals. So there's a huge advantage for inviting for the speaker, huge advantage. You can even play the game of building a context sphere. If you have a member in a context sphere that's giving a presentation, not necessarily people that are represented in the chapter, but you invite other context sphere members because they may be sitting through the meeting going, okay, I dig this, but I don't think it's my thing. And then they hear that featured presentation and it instantly clicks, oh, there's the value. There's the person I can work with, or there's the person that can bring me referrals. So there's a lot of advantages for inviting for the speaker. So Ray, can you give us some points or some, tips on maybe promoting that through social media so you're not just sending personal invites, but you're getting it there more towards a public invite?
Well, certainly. We all have those schedules that are kind of worked out in advance, so you know who's coming up for those featured speakers.
Yep.
So when you know that chance is coming up or your individual presentation might be coming up, it's a great chance for you to get on your chapter's Facebook page, kind of maybe give that little bit of teaser what you want to talk about so it gets out there on that social media aspect that people can see and people can share. You can also attach a photo to that of yourself if you've got a nice photo from BNI Connect and you want to put that up on there. You like that that picture attached to your post, or a copy of your business card always works really nice as well.
I was going to say business logo, but I like the business card idea because then the information's on there.
And then if you've got your own business Facebook page, you link that back there as well. You can get all that exposure just by sharing that to your chapter's Facebook page. And it's going to build a little buzz also within your chapter as far as, oh, we have something to look forward to in this featured presentation this week. We might learn something. We might find out about something new that we didn't know existed, or just even get a deeper understanding or appreciation of what our our you know, fellow members are working on and what they're doing for their customers, and how that might benefit them. So absolutely, get that buzz built up, get a little bit of action on the Facebook page. It's all good.
Well, and I know with visitor days, we had a handful of visitors that came in, and I was asking, well, who invited you? And they said, well, I saw it on Facebook. So just think, if somebody that could join your chapter and fits in your context sphere came to hear you give a presentation just because they saw it on a Facebook page. I mean, that's perfect.
Right. Or if somebody's looking for, let's just say, if somebody's looking for a roofer to do their house and they're trying to find, you know, reputable businesses in their area, and they do a Facebook search to try to find out information on a business, and they find that link back to that BNI presentation or that information on a Facebook page, that gives another level of credibility to that business if they're in that chapter, if they've got positive things being said by a group of other professionals, you know, right underneath that featured presentation information saying, you know, this person's always great to work with. They're outstanding. They do quality work. They're a pleasure. They've made the process simple. You read those things, and it's just like another great review for the business sitting right out there. So the more you can link that stuff back, you're getting more out of it.
I just had an idea. This wasn't on our list of things to talk about, but what about this? I would say the best testimonial you can give somebody is written on your letterhead, and you give it during the referral and testimonial part, and then you hand that testimonial so they can use it in their marketing material.
Wow.
What if you get a good testimonial and you put that as the caption when you're inviting for the speaker?
Ooh.
Yeah, all right.
I like the sound of that.
I think that's my third good thought this year, so I only got about two more left. I don't want to waste them. We're only halfway through. So, okay. So this is building buzz. This is building visibility for your chapter. You're promoting your members. But we want to touch on one more thing to promote your meeting weekly. And this is using Facebook. You want to take this one?
I'm sure I'll take a little bit of that. Like I said, when we have that schedule and we know what's coming up, a great thing to do after your meeting, of course, each week, you know, you want to thank the person that did the featured presentation. Mm-hmm. And then probably maybe the next day or even in that same post, mention who's going to be coming up the next week. Start to build that buzz a little bit earlier. And then maybe the day after your meeting, post that picture or that profile again, get a little bit of information out there. Maybe even solicit some feedback. What would you like your mortgage lender to talk about today? What would you like to hear about from your roofer or your electrician or your even car salesman? Whatever, you know, if you have questions, they might be an opportunity for getting some of that information out there and answered in that featured presentation for you as well. So it's a great way to kind of build up a little bit deeper level of interest as well, and get that answered in the meeting for you in the presentation as well.
And you know, I have to plug the BNI University here. They do actually talk about kind of the 3-4 weeks out to your featured presentation on when you should start building your content, when you should ask the members or tell them who you'd like them to invite to hear your presentation. It doesn't say it, but then that's kind of that next step then. Put that on the Facebook page. Get that going on social media. So if you haven't gone through the Member Success Program on BNI University, what we're talking about here is actually broken down into steps on there. And it would be a great module just as a refresher. Or like I said, if you haven't listened to it yet, go in and enjoy that. So the last thing we want to talk about is checking in for your meeting. And I know Tim Roberts has done a podcast on this. I know some chapters are already doing this. I love seeing it. I'm going to give a shout out, Business for Breakfast in Sioux Falls. They do a great job. It's either before or after they check into that meeting, or they say, about to go have my breakfast with some business at Business for Breakfast, and cute little things like that. And it just gets, once again, it's more traction. It gets more exposure for your meeting. And I believe, for the most part, you're able to do that pretty easily as far as checking in.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's just as simple as pulling up the chapter Facebook page and checking in as on your way into the meeting. You park your car, open up the app on your phone real quick, make sure that you're not late, you're checking your time, you're checking those last minute messages, making sure you're disabling the phone so you don't get interrupted during your meeting. You know, you want to have that on silent or vibrate. So while you're doing all of that, take one extra second, check into that meeting, And if you want to say a blurb or two about it, absolutely. We all look forward to our meetings every week, getting a chance to make those connections with our friends and our professional partners that we have in each one of these chapters. So why not share a little bit of enthusiasm and post that you're going to be there? It makes it look like a major happening if enough people do it, too.
Yep.
And if that doesn't scream interest to somebody who might just be perusing on Facebook trying to learn more about BNI, I don't know what does.
Yep, I agree. Well, as a reminder, these podcasts are for our members and listeners. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, thanks for bringing a little insight. This is a topic I have a pretty big passion for because I love the exposure for the members and for the chapter. But thanks for bringing the social media side expertise to it.
Well, thank you for having me, and now I'm going to go back and watch that part of BNI University that you just talked about.
Well, and once everybody else is done with that, I look forward to talking to you on the future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.